chapter number 15 tonight, starting at verse number 3. Luke chapter number 15, verse number 3. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Verse number 5 is where I would like to lift a thought from this evening. When he had found it, he layeth it on his shoulders. He layeth it on his shoulders. The Lord helping me tonight, I'd like to try to help you, and I want to preach on one word, wounded. Wounded. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this time together. And Father, I pray, Lord, that this service would be productive. It would be fruitful. Lord, I pray something could be done to bless your people. And I pray, Lord, you'd speak to hearts and lives tonight. Lord, maybe there be one that is wounded. And Father, especially them tonight in particular, I pray you would bless them in the name of the Lord. Amen. David said, The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. I'm glad the Lord is the shepherd of my life tonight. Amen. Is there any shepherd like that great shepherd, that chief shepherd? Tonight I want to talk to you out of this text, first of all, about the shepherd's count. He counts how many sheep are in the fold. His concern, he begins a journey. I want to talk to you about his character when he finds that which he's looking for. And finally, his celebration. But notice the Bible says that this shepherd has 100 sheep. And as he begins to count the sheep, there are only 99 in the fold. He addresses them, each one in particular. Not like cattle that are all numbered, but he knows them with such intimate care and concern, he knows which one is missing. Each and every one of us matter to God. And really, when the Bible talks to us about being sheep, it's not really highly complimentary. I mean, if the Bible talked to us about being the strength of an ox, we could identify with that and we'd like to be burden bearers. Or maybe the power of a bear. Or we like Isaiah 40 and 31 that was quoted earlier, that we shall mount up with wings as eagles. We want to be something fast and ferocious, a bear, a lion, or an eagle, but a sheep. And this is the animal that God uses more than any other animal as a metaphor of our life. Sheep cannot hear very well. They can't see very well. They have no defense mechanism. Why would he call us sheep? Sheep are prone to wonder. Sheep have no sense of an internal compass. That if a sheep gets lost out of the fold, it's not like a dog that knows its way home. The sheep has no idea where it came from, where it's at, or how to get back to the flock. Matter of fact, sheep are highly unintelligent animals. So wonder why God calls us sheep. Well, I think most of all because we need him to be the shepherd of our life. Without him, we don't see things very well. Without him, we have a tough time hearing. Without him, we have no defense mechanism. We're prey for the lion that seeks about whom he may devour. We are very prone to wonder. You can have a tremendous service on Sunday, but by Wednesday, the sheep are already wandering off. We can have a tremendous move of God, and people make commitments to God, and immediately they begin to wander. So this shepherd begins to count, and he only has 99 in the fold. My question for you tonight, do you know anybody that's not in the fold? Do you know any sheep that have wandered off? Do you know any that are those ones in particular that are not in the flock? Jesus is teaching us in this chapter about finding things that are lost. He is trying to teach us about the importance of bringing the prodigal back home. And so he uses the metaphor or the analogy of a lost sheep and a lost coin. But how much more important a lost prodigal, a lost son, or a lost daughter? And this sheep is not going to find its way home, so the shepherd becomes concerned that he begins to seek out that lost little lamb. It does not have the ability to get home. And so maybe that's why Jesus told us to go into the highways and the byways and compel them, because a lost sheep may not have the ability to find its way home. We turn the lights on and we wait for them to come home, but if they're lost, maybe they don't know how to get home. And so you and I have the responsibility placed upon us by the shepherd, the chief shepherd, the great shepherd, that we should go into this world, compel them that they might find salvation like we have as well. Does it bother you that you have lost family members? Does it bother you when people backslide? Are you worried enough and concerned enough to go to those that are in the wilderness and bring them back? The shepherd's concern. Doth not he leave the 99 and go after that which is lost? Notice this phrase, until he find it. It was not a half-hearted journey. It was not a journey that he was going to work till sundown, but he was going to search until he found that lost sheep. What about me? What about you? What about this week? Are we going to work for God? How many believe you'll come in contact with those that are lost and out of the ark of safety this week? Chances are you'll come in contact with a backslider. Chances are you have family members. Do they feel the spirit of the shepherd trying to pull them back? Do they feel you trying to reach out to them, invite them back? Wounded is the word I'd like to preach on this evening. And so notice what the shepherd does when he finds this sheep in verse number 5. And when he hath found it, which it took a long time to find it, he layeth it on his shoulders. What compassion, what understanding that this shepherd has, but something wounded this sheep. Something so wounded this sheep that the shepherd did not lead it back, but he had to carry it back. The character of this shepherd. And I'm wondering tonight, does the Lord need to stop at your pew and to carry you for a while? Does the Lord need to stop by your family, your house, and your life tonight, reach down and to pick you up and put you on his shoulders and to carry you back to the fold? Are you wounded? Sometimes we're wounded by friends, we're wounded by life, we're wounded by the enemy, we're wounded by a lot of things. The question tonight is not if you're wounded, but will you let the shepherd pick you up? Because when you're wounded, you become highly sensitive. When you're wounded, you don't want anybody messing with you. You don't want anybody near that sore. You don't want anybody near the wound. And so the deal is to act like you're not wounded or to act in such a way that no one wants to help. So tonight, do you need the help of the Lord? Do you need Jesus to stop by and to pick you up? Because really tonight, he's still the great shepherd. And none of us can contend and know what everybody else is going through. There are people here tonight that are contending with things that probably none of us even realize. There are those of you that are contending with the burden of lost children. There are those that are bearing the burden of having a lost spouse or financial difficulty. There are those here tonight that have severe afflictions in their body that are needing healed. There are those of you probably that have been disappointed with life, and the shepherd just needs to pick you up tonight and to carry you on his shoulder. Because if you'll let him, friend, it takes me to the celebration. For isn't it amazing how excited people come about a lot of things, but when you're a shepherd, what do you get really excited about? When you're a soul winner, when you're a child of God, what do we get excited about? We get excited when God is blessing us, or we get excited when God is doing things for us, but what does heaven get excited about? Heaven gets excited when there's a lost sheep that is brought back into the fold. And God said that really what heaven gets excited about is not 99 that don't need to repent, but the one that is brought back into the fold. Or here is the business of the church. Here. If we really believe we were on the threshold of the coming of the Lord, here is the spirit that would be the prevailing spirit of the church world. It would be, let's go find some lost sheep. But the spirit of the church world seems to be, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me, God bless me. But the spirit of the shepherd should be emulated in our life, and it's, God, would you save someone like you saved me? Nothing causes a church to rejoice like a sinner coming back to the Lord. I'd love to see God save some souls in the next few weeks, because I really feel like we need some souls to be saved. Amen. I'd like to see some new blood singing in the choir, wouldn't you? I'd like to see some new soloists. Amen. I'd like to see some new faces in the house of the Lord. I'd like to see some of your family members sitting on the church pews with you. Let's go find them. Let's go reach them. We know the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We understand that. The thief coming not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. I understand that. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Why don't you find someone that's wounded and pick down and try to lift them up and try to carry them for a little while? And if you can do it, call Jesus. Call the great shepherd, because he delights in picking up wounded people and bringing them back to the fold. And if you're here tonight and you need the help of God, I'm telling you, friend, don't leave this service. Don't leave discouraged. Amen. Don't leave beat down. Amen. Don't leave wounded. Amen. But leave knowing that the shepherd Jesus Christ, amen, has reached down and he's picked you up. Amen. He's not there to talk about your problem. He's there to pick you up. He's not there to talk about what wounded you, but he's there to talk about how to heal you. Let him pick you up and pick you up to bring you back to the fold. The devil is a master at picking off those that have strayed away. Maybe that's why we're like sheep, because we're always prone to wonder. And before long, we look around and where's the 90 and 9? And all of a sudden, it's you, and now you're wounded. But here comes Jesus. Here comes the Son of God. That he loves you enough tonight, that he cares about what's going on in your life. Hear me now. It may be something little. It may be the biggest battle in your life. But I really feel like he'd love to pick you up tonight and say, you're wounded. I'm not going to lead you back. I'm going to carry you back. I'm going to carry you for a while. Isn't that what he told the children of Israel? I'm going to bear you up on eagle's wings. I'm going to carry you for a while. I'm going to carry you out of Egypt, and I'm going to carry you forward to the promised land. How many love for God just to reach down tonight and to pick you up? I need strength. I need help from the Lord. I say, God, I need to feel that lifting touch from you. Amen. I'd love for God just to lift some up tonight, some of those prayer requests that you've got. Amen. I'd love for you to be able to scratch them off. Amen. Some of those unspoken prayer requests. Amen. I'd love for you to be able to stand and say, God has met my need. Amen. God has come through again. Amen. I didn't think he was going to do it. Amen. But God did that which is exceedingly abundantly above all that I'm able to ask or think. Amen. I prayed Sunday night and then I went on the job Monday and God had taken care of everything. Or I went down to the altar Sunday night and I got a phone call Tuesday and everything's going to be all right. I went down to the altar Sunday night. And Wednesday, God came by and he just picked me up. Amen. I'm telling you, nobody loves you like Jesus. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Have you ever seen a shepherd like Jesus? Amen. Let me read what David said while you're standing tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Quote it with me tonight if you know it. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. God, pick me up tonight. Amen. Be the shepherd of my soul. In the midst of affliction. In the midst of dark days. In the midst of raging seas. In the midst of dark clouds. Would you just lift this church up tonight? Father, you know the needs. You know the problems. But the devil's wounded them. Maybe life has left them disappointed. But tonight, God, I pray for your spirit. I pray for your power. Just sweep this place and begin to lift somebody up tonight. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the name of the Lord. Before the church comes to pray tonight, maybe you just need the Lord really to reach down and to pick you up. You step out first. And you say, I just need the Lord to really pick me up tonight. I really need the shepherd just to reach down. And if he'd be so kind, just to throw me on his shoulder and carry me for a little while. Amen. Anybody at all? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any others that are gathering into this altar tonight? God, just pick them up. Hallelujah.
Here comes Jesus.
How many believe Jesus can lift somebody up tonight? Hallelujah.
Just hold.
Hallelujah. He can lift us up.
My child,
oh, bless
you. He's not too far away.